Chapter 22. Now after these things, it came about that the true God put Abraham to the test. Accordingly he said to him, Abraham? To which he said, Here I am. And he went on to say, Take, please, your son, your only son whom you so love, Isaac, and make a trip to the land of Moriah, and there offer him up as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall designate to you. So Abraham got up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his attendants with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering. Then he rose and went on the trip to the place that the true God designated to him. It was first on the third day that Abraham raised his eyes and began to see the place from a distance. Abraham now said to his attendants, You stay here with the ass, but I and the boy want to go on over there and worship and return to you. After that, Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and put it upon Isaac his son, and took in his hands the fire and the slaughtering knife, and both of them went on together. And Isaac began to say to Abraham his father, My father? In turn he said, Here I am, my son. So he continued, Here are the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? To this Abraham said, God will provide himself the sheep for the burnt offering, my son. And both of them walked on together. Finally they reached the place that the true God had designated to him, and Abraham built an altar there, and set the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, hand and foot, and put him upon the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham put out his hand, and took the slaughtering knife to kill his son. But Jehovah's angel began calling to him out of the heavens, and saying, Abraham! Abraham! To which he answered, Here I am. And he went on to say, Do not put out your hand against the boy, and do not do anything at all to him. For now I do know that you are God-fearing, in that you have not withheld your son, your only one, from me. At that Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and there, deep in the foreground, there was a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering in place of his son. And Abraham began to call the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. This is why it is customarily said today, In the mountain of Jehovah it will be provided. And Jehovah's angel proceeded to call to Abraham the second time out of the heavens, and to say, By myself I do swear, is the utterance of Jehovah, that by reason of the fact that you have done this thing, and you have not withheld your son, your only one, I shall surely bless you, and I shall surely multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens and like the grains of sand that are on the seashore. And your seed will take possession of the gate of his enemies. And by means of your seed, all nations of the earth will certainly bless themselves due to the fact that you have listened to my voice. After that, Abraham returned to his attendants, and they got up and went their way together to Beersheba, and Abraham continued to dwell at Beersheba. Now it came about after these things that the report got through to Abraham, Here Milcah herself has also borne sons to Nahor your brother, Uz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Kesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, the brother of Abraham. There was his concubine too, whose name was Rumah. In time she herself also gave birth to Tebah, and Gaham, and Tehash, and Maacah.